I'm going to talk about credit monitoring because I think it's extremely important. People don't realize until they're ready to go and buy something. Usually after they're even looking for a home, then they start to check their credit or when they want something. And at that point, it's a little late if there's a problem. So like insurance, you know, you buy insurance to protect your home, to protect your car. So when something happens, you have the ability to help yourself. Credit monitoring is very similar. What happens is you're watching your credit on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So you know exactly what is happening in the moment. If something comes up and there's a problem, you're going to find out right away. So you could take the time to fix it, and you're not waiting till the last minute. Now, if you have a 680 credit score as opposed to a 740 and above, that could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan, if not millions, depending on the kind of mortgage that you get. So if you're going to pay hundreds and thousands more, or maybe even be rejected for a loan and not be able to purchase the property of your dreams or live in the area you want to live in because you can't get the loan that you need, it's really important to be able to watch your credit. And it's not an expensive thing. It could cost anywhere from $10 to $40 a month to watch your credit on a daily basis. And what the credit monitoring products do is they tell you who's looking at your credit, when somebody's viewed your credit. So that can help you with identity theft. If somebody is viewing your credit, a third party, and you don't recognize the name of that third party, and you call that bank, let's say your credit is being viewed by First American Credit, and it's a credit card company, and you call that credit card company, and you ask them who has applied in your name for credit, and they tell you that somebody just applied a week ago, then you know if it's not you, that somebody's trying to open credit in your name, and you could nip it in the bud. So it's really a great idea to protect yourself against identity theft. The second thing it does is if an account is being opened and you didn't open an account, you know that something's happening and you haven't approved some type of credit being opened or closing credit. You could see that's happening through the credit monitoring product. You can also see when your balances go high and your score drops. So you're constantly having an eye on your credit. Now, I don't know about anyone else, but for me, I'm very busy and I don't have time to pull my credit every month and see what's going on. So the monitoring just alerts me as to what's happening with my credit report. I'll get an email saying your score has dropped, your score has increased. And so I can quickly look at my email and see what's going on. If it's something dramatic, I'm going to take the time to check out my credit and go into my account and look at it. But at least I know on an hourly, daily, weekly, monthly basis what's happening with my credit without actually going into an account and looking at it. The other great thing that credit monitoring affords people, if you get the right product, you can watch your credit and you could pull your credit report and scores every month and see what's happening, which is a great thing to do. And it doesn't hurt your credit when you pull your credit and you pull your credit scores. It's not like a third party is doing that for you. So it's really an excellent tool. Now, there are credit monitoring products out there where you could buy your FICO scores. And we've talked about this many times. FICO scores are the scores that banks use when they're pulling your credit to approve you for a mortgage. So those are the scores that allow the bank to see what type of risk you are in terms of being a borrower. So when you get a credit monitoring product, you want to try to get credit scores that are the same scores that a mortgage bank will use. We have a credit monitoring product. You could take a look at it on our ECS professional site. But there are many credit monitoring products out there for people to explore and see if they want to purchase. I recommend using one that regulates all three credit bureaus. There are some monitoring products that only regulate one of the three: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. You want monitoring products that are monitoring all three credit bureaus because, for example, if a credit monitoring product is only monitoring one credit bureau and a collection agency, like when you go to the doctor and you don't pay a doctor's bill because you feel that you were billed incorrectly, and they sell that debt to a collection agency, the collection agency, because they're a small company, is only going to update it on two of the three credit bureaus because they don't want the expense of updating with all three. So if you only are monitoring one credit bureau and that bureau is not the bureau the collection agency updated, you're not going to know that your credit scores have fallen dramatically. That's why it's better to monitor all three credit bureaus. The bank takes the middle score of the three credit bureaus, the middle FICO score. So if you are only monitoring one bureau and the other two drop, you're not going to know that your middle score has fallen dramatically. And you're not going to see that you're not going to be approved for a loan. So this is very important. It's not the middle score. It's not the medium score. It's the middle score that the bank uses when they're judging your risk level by looking at your FICO scores. So it's extremely important to monitor your credit on a daily, weekly, monthly basis and make sure you're using a monitoring product that monitors all three credit bureaus. And you want to do this every year, because if you're going to look for a home in the next year or two and you want to get a mortgage, it's a really great idea to prepare years in advance. And then, like Jerry, what were you trying to get when you came to me for the credit fixing?
I went on one of these free credit report, which is not free.
Right.
And just for the heck of it, because I don't really, you know, I wasn't in the market to do anything, wasn't asking for an advance of credit. I was just, surprised that the number was what it is. I just had always had, you know, a very high number and always assumed it would always be that way. But now, Tracy, if somebody wants to get one of these credit monitoring products, can they do it through your website?
Yes, they can go to NorthShoreAdvisory.com, or they can go to ECSProfessional.com, and you could look at the monitoring products that we offer. There's a lot of monitoring products out there. If you want more of a boutique-style product, you can come to us. But it's really important to have monitoring so you can be ready, not just because you're curious one day to look at your credit. Because at that moment, it took 90 days for us to fix your credit. If you're going for a loan and you already found a house, that's not what you want to wait.
No, or if you're already in contract.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's why it's so important to monitor your credit so that you know exactly what's happening well in advance, especially with all the rules and regulations with getting a loan right now. You don't want to wait till the last minute. And the last minute is 6-7 months before you're going for a loan.
And this, Dottie, is why the whole, you know, we always tell people this is the new normal. This is how it's changed.
Right.
In the old days, you didn't have good credit, we could figure out a way around it, right? You could get them a product. Not anymore. If you don't have good credit, you're either not going to get the loan or you're going to pay a lot of money for it.
Well, that's why you have to really go to your mortgage person, or go to Ace or Tracy or both. And before you even start your search, make sure you take a look at your credit. And a lot of